Hi, this is
Miguel Maldonado, the local advisory board chairperson, and we are a report to the listener by WBAI Lab, what is known now as the local station board. And with me here today, we have Andy Norris, which is the secretary of the local station board, Miriam Bornstein, which is the vice chair. And we're going to give you some information and about the different meetings that are coming up from the lab and from the national board, and also the meetings for other labs, and that is taking, it will take place in other similar areas like in Washington, D.C. and Los Angeles. The local advisory board has this report every month. And today we're going to be dealing with basically with the bylaw. We're also going to have Ray LaForest and Fawn. We was told that we have some technical difficulty, but we're going to try to reach Ray as soon as we can to have Ray also with us to give us an information about the bylaw and also about the national board meetings, which is coming up. Okay, so the first thing that I had to say here is that the lab going to have a meeting this coming Tuesday, July 22nd, here at the station, which is located at 120 Wall Street, 10th floor. One thing that I want to remind everybody is to bring an ID with you, because if you don't bring an ID, you're going to be having a great deal of difficulty in getting at the station. And I want to remind any listeners who are interested in coming to the meeting at the station to bring an ID with them. And we're also going to have somebody to volunteer to be downstairs, because it's getting a little bit hard to get at the station, especially at the 6 o'clock. Is that I wanted to remind the people. So the meeting is going to be on July 22nd at 6 p.m. here at the station, 120 Wall Street, 10th floor. The other thing is that besides that meeting on the 22nd, and what we're going to be dealing with the bylaw, and we're going to try to pass a resolution by the lab endorsing draft B or rejecting draft B. We encourage all the listeners to get involved and to come to that meeting. It's going to be a really, really interesting meeting. The other meeting for all the labs and others in our area are going to be on the WPFW on Washington, D.C. Going to have that meeting dealing with the same subject on the 19th of July. And KPFK, which is the station in Los Angeles, going to have the meeting on the 21st of July. So the three labs going to have meetings to make a decision in reference to draft B that was passed by the last meeting in the National Board Conference Call meeting. And also, but they went to a judge, to court, and the judge keyed the resolution that passed the draft B. We're also going to have another meeting coming up for the National Pacifica National Board, and that is a meeting on August, which is the every 3 months the National Board has those meetings. This one took a little bit longer, but this meeting going to take place this time in New York. And that's going to be on August 15, August 16, and August 17. 15, 16, and 17, and that meeting going to be in New York. We will have more information about that, because at this point they don't have the place yet, and we're waiting to see where that meeting will take place. As soon as we get that, we're going to inform the people on that, and also they can call to our phone, the lab, the local station board phone, that we're going to give that in a few minutes, and 209-209-2919, that's the phone for the for our board. We're also going to have an outreach meeting that usually meet here every... Marianne, do you have more information about that for the outreach committee?
No, it meets every Friday here, probably at 6 o'clock or 6:30, around that time. And it deals with the process of outreach. And they what they're doing is some training, staff development, of trying to familiarize those individuals who come to the meeting as to the process of outreach and informing the community about WBAI. Basically, it's to reach out into the communities to inform the community and the greater New York area, New Jersey, upstate Westchester, the boroughs in Manhattan, boroughs in New York, about WBAI. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to reach more people in the community, and we certainly need to inform people about what is happening in this city, in this state, and around the country, and certainly in the world. They need to get different kind of information about what is really going on in our country and around the world. Thank you.
Let me go to Andy Norris, who also have an important information about another meeting that is coming up. Andy?
Yes, Miguel and Marion and all the listeners. Next Monday, there will be a meeting of the election committee. As you probably know, WBAI, as part of Pacifica, will be having its first listener sponsor elections for the local station board. And WBAI will be having its first meeting with the local election coordinator, Ms. Joy Williams. And it will be next Monday, July the 21st, at the station at 7 p.m. And again, bring ID. In fact, in this case, Joy Williams, the election coordinator for WBAI, asks that people contact her in advance. And her email is joywilliams@att.net. And as far as I understand, she'll be seeking volunteers to work on the election committee. And the election committee will have quite a bit of work ahead of it in the next coming months. I believe the plan is to have elections completed by the end of the year with a new station board sitting by January. So it'll be quite a bit of work, and they're looking for volunteers. So please, if you're interested, come next Monday or stay in touch.
Before we go into Ray LaForest, I think that we have Ray LaForest in the air. Before we go into him, I just wanted to say that we're going to talk a little bit about what's going to happen in the next local station board meeting next Tuesday and what's going to happen there and why it is really important for the people to come to the meeting, participate in the meeting. And also, we're going to have a few phone calls from the listeners real soon after Ray. Ray, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you give us an idea, Ray, about basically about the National Board in the last meeting, what happened, and you know what's going on with that, and also talk a little bit about more basically what happened there.
Well, today we had actually the National Board had an informal meeting dealing with a personnel issue, and as such, it was private. That's why normally every meeting of the board, whether it's in person or over the phone, the conference call is also webcast at the very minimum. So anyway, we have to deal with some tenuous issues that have to do with replacement of the manager, for example, in Washington, and then other similar issues. But what you said earlier is very important. That actually, I was in Washington over the weekend, and I participated in a meeting that the community was having there to motivate people in participating, become members of WBAI Pacifica, and particularly in these very troubled times of Bush reaction, and to realize that this tool that we call BAI Pacifica are invaluable. So we support that absolutely. I think there's an extremely important role for the local advisory board to play, both in terms of their representation. I mean, they're already there on the local advisory board. The members are because they're members of other communities. That's why they were chosen. The people have been active before, so they have a key role to play. Also, by status, they have a specific role to play. And after the bylaws are passed, that role would even be made stronger. At that point, it will no longer just be advisory. There'll be station board, as you said earlier, Miguel. So I don't want to take too much time, but people probably didn't know that there was you know, some serious discussion, some of them difficult, around issues of, you know, bylaws, including the last stage, so-called diversity, you know, what is the best way to have as many people included particularly those who haven't been included in the past. And that, as Miguel said earlier, because we didn't come to a complete agreement, a judge finally made the decision. So the last stage, though, which is part of the formal process, the judge decided that Plan B would be the one chosen by the National Board. But that plan still has to be approved by 3 of 5 local advisory boards of the Pacifica.
So 3 out of 5.
Yeah, 3 out of 5. So once a decision is made, one way or the other, then we would move forward with, you know, new bylaws that would be much stronger, much more positive, allow for much more participation and democracy within the system. And I would take the opportunity to really urge people to consider that this is something that, you know, as grown-ups, as adults, we have rights, but that also comes with responsibility. And when there's vacuum, somebody else will fill the vacuum. So we have, for our voice to be heard, we have to be there. Miguel?
This is Marion. I just want to say a few things. The most important thing, once the board, the local boards, select vote be up or down in terms of what their choice is, whether they agree to accept it or not accept it, I think it's important that once it's decided that people really need to get involved in the election process and really become members or listeners, whatever you want to call it, of this of the stations. Certainly at this day and time, we need an alternate news station and information, because we're living in some very perilous times where information is distorted, information is not gotten out. They are really downright distortions and lies, and we're beginning to see that now around the present war on Iraq. Thank you.
We also encourage the listeners to give us a call too at 212-209-2900. That is 212-209-2900. Ray?
Here we go.
Okay, so we're going back to you. We're going to try to. Do we have any phone calls yet? Not yet. Okay. So, let's talk a little bit about what's going to happen on this coming Tuesday, not only here in New York, but on the 19th on DC, who officially going to vote. They already have a vote, but I guess that was not really officially, but the official one going to be on the July 19th. And on KPFK Los Angeles, they're going to have the official vote, who also vote before in reference to the bylaw, but they're going to have the official vote in this coming 21st, which is the next Monday, and in New York going to be on Tuesday. So, and basically what we're going to be voting on is going to be in draft B, and like Ray explained that before, how that happened. That was basically the National Board couldn't get the majority or the balanced majority. Is that correct?
Two-thirds. They couldn't get two-thirds.
No, I'm just trying to explain how we were in 10 of the ball for the National Board, which is the balanced majority, right?
Or two-thirds.
That's right. Or two-thirds. Since we couldn't get that vote, nor the balance majority, nor the two-thirds, so got to go to a judge according to the settlement that we have from the past. But let's go to the phone and let's see what...
And the judge agreed to have a simple majority.
Hi.
Not what the bylaws say.
Right. Listener, are you there?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Sandra. It's
Sandra. Sandra, yes, what's your question?
Hi. Yeah. I am a regular listener, as you know, and I am not on the internet as the overwhelming majority of listeners are. There has to be a good way for us to know what's going on, because I am just getting, even though I'm a member, the folio won't work for people who are blind and print disabled. But the point
that.
Is, how can we get information on a regular basis over the radio about what's going on? I only heard about this particular show late in the day, And be sure to summarize what you said at the top, because a lot of people like me might have tuned in a few minutes late. But how can we get regular information on what's going on over the radio? Bye.
Sanda, could I answer that? This is Andy Norris. Thanks for your call. And you have some very valid points, including the fact that the folio will provide information for some, but not for everyone. And there already was some information in the recent folio, and but it didn't go into details. For example, next Monday will be the first meeting of this election committee, and I only learned of that very recently myself, and I don't think many people know about it. So there will be many other meetings, and there will have to be constant on-air information, particularly as it gets closer to this election.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
I think once the finalization of the bylaws are voted on, maybe the stations can decide that there should be maybe 1 or 2 days a week information on this whole process of elections and who runs. In other words, I think each station board or station will have to set up a process where we inform people around this election.
Yeah, definitely. Can we go to the next caller? Hello, you are in WBAI. Oh, it's gone. This one. Hey, you on WBAI?
Hello, this is Paul Surabel calling from New Jersey.
Hey, Paul.
Hello, everybody. I just wanted to make one correction about something that was said on the air a little while ago. The judge actually determined that a two-thirds vote had been taken by the board because he ruled that it was a 7-10 vote. Three of the board members essentially abstained, and the settlement requires that two-thirds of the board who are present and voting need to adopt the bylaws. And so the three people who abstained were not considered to have voted on the resolution. I also wanted to say that the Concerned Friends of New Jersey on Sunday passed a resolution. The steering committee met on Sunday, and we passed a resolution by a vote of 9-0 endorsing Plan B and urging the lab to vote to ratify Plan B when it meets next Tuesday.
Right.
Our vote followed a similar vote by the Long Island Concerned Friends of WBAI, which also unanimously voted to support Plan B. It's really our only chance to get bylaws. If Plan B is not ratified, the entire issue will be put back into the courts.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome.
Miguel, can I say something quickly on that?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Ray. I just wanted to say that if he's going to mention the figures, that we should be clearer completely then. Actually, the two individuals did not abstain. They voted neither, meaning their intention was to vote for neither of the choices. And they did so after being advised by the chair, Leslie Kagan, on the advice of a parliamentarian that doing so was valid, that by not voting would count as a no against both models. So personally, I don't agree with the judge's decision. I think that...
Were you saying that they vote? They didn't abstain?
They were told by the parliamentarian they could vote no against each one of the models present. So I think maybe one of the solutions might have been to say, well, okay, so you cannot say no now, and then take another vote where you would know beforehand that if you say neither, that in fact you're not voting.
All right, thanks, Bray.
That would reflect better what they intended to do. But anyway, it's one end of the bridge now.
So the judge made a decision to obfuscate the decision that they made.
Their vote was in effect like not voting.
Like, in effect, in other words, they didn't vote. They took a position, but he obfuscated the vote, the decision that they made. He made the decision that they made null and void.
Well, there were some different interpretations of how the parliamentarian ruled, I believe, whether by not voting for any of the choices that were put before them, that they essentially abstained, and that was the decision by the judge after the fact. And it's also what I've heard from other people should have been the proper ruling at the time by the parliamentarian.
Since the parliamentarian have told them otherwise, I'm just saying that I feel that they should have been able to vote, and with with the rules being clearly explained to everybody. But as
All right,
those rules are the ones that exist now for the national board.
I think that let's go to the next caller and
Hello.
You are in WBAI.
How are you?
All right. What's your name?
Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
A long-time listener and supporter. Listen to everything that's been going on in the last 1,000 years. I got to tell you, not everybody has a computer. And
thank
as somebody
you.
Who depends on the radio and the telephone, it's very limiting to people like myself who are interested in what's going on and only have a telephone to get out and a radio to get in. And I think what's happened is it seems to me that the local lab or whatever obviously has this problem with the diversity and the Plan A, Plan B. And in the beginning, we were hearing gavel-to-gavel coverage, boring as it may have been, of the early meetings of the national. And it was maybe it was not interesting to everybody, but at least it was real and it was something that gave us information. As soon as it seems that the local group from BAI wasn't getting its way with Plan A and Plan B, all of a sudden all that stuff got shut down. And as a listener through the radio, I'm getting very limited information on what went on with this diversity business. And as far as I'm concerned, as an individual who listens and pays attention, if it's going to go out to votes, whatever it is, if it's democracy, this trying to control the votes to make it half women, half white, half black, half green, it's almost bordering on absurdity, especially at WBAI in New York City. If the listenership that supports this place is going to be the people and the individuals that are voting, then I think at some point the station's going to have to trust, just the way we trusted in you guys to get us through that business with the coup, you're going to have to trust in the listeners. And whatever comes out of the voting, if it's 100% black or 200% white or it's green or it's yellow or it's Jewish or whatever, we can live with it until the next voting.
Yeah,
I think you should describe this A and B plan for those of us who don't have access to the Internet.
Well, I understand your concern in terms of the people who doesn't have a computer, and I think that that issue should be addressed in the coming lab meeting of the station. Somehow we will find out a way how to provide you with more information about what's going on at the station and what's going on Pacifica generally.
Well, you've got a radio station.
Well, we do. That's what I'm saying. But we have a radio station, but the mistake is already made, that there is not, and I agree with you, there is not that much information available because everybody is just thinking that everybody has a computer. And that is not the case. And I'm glad you call and complain about that. So we will address that issue somehow, and we will see how we can manage to really provide people with enough information.
Yeah. Hey, Dennis.
You guys should really move off this diversity issue. If the local station at BAI is holding up the whole works of the other five stations because of diversity, I think you'll just have to trust in the listeners when the voting comes around, and we'll see what comes out of the other end.
All right. Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you, Dennis. Yeah, but
can I
want to say something.
Quickly?
Okay.
I just want to tell the listener, this is Rella Forrest. I was chair of the diversity committee. And I must say to you that it is not BAI was holding it.
Thank you.
This committee had the chairs of three different stations, listening areas, had board members, and the decisions that were made by the majority of people from throughout all the listening, the five stations.
All right.
Including BAI. Right.
Could I suggest something to Dennis, too? I sort of agree that this thing has gone on too long. As a board member myself, I've even had trouble keeping up with what's been going on in the last 6 months. Partly it's because there hasn't been information going out, partly because the listeners have not been involved. The last meeting of the bylaws committee in New York was last year, and I think it's time to end this. But I would suggest that you call up the station, ask them to broadcast the August 15 to 17 IPNB meeting from New York. The last one was held in January 2002, and that was certainly good airplay, I thought. I don't think we'll have quite the same excitement this time, but it could make for good air time.
I just want to say something to Dennis about the diversity committee. There was a lot of excitement, a lot of discussion about diversity. And today in this country, I think it's important to discuss diversity, and because as we look into the 20th century and the 21st century, the issue is diversity and what will our country look like. We have an idea what our country will look like. We would like our labs, our national board, to really have a cross-section of representation from various people, women, men, Asians, Latinos, African-Americans, Haitians. In New York City, this is a diverse city, and we would not like to see a lab vote going down where we have one specific group on that board. You have to hear from not only groups, but people who come from different classes, ethnic groups in the city have to be represented so that their message about what is happening in their community comes through.
All right. Can we go to the next caller? Hello, you are in WBAI.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I think that last caller, Dennis, was right on target. We need to trust the listeners a little bit more and let them vote, let them have an honest vote, but we really have to get on the air. The meeting on the 21st for the new elections committee has not been announced on the air very much that I've heard. I haven't heard it at all, actually. And I think that that really has to be announced. People have to come
You're
out.
You're talking about the last meeting?
No, I'm talking about the meeting on Monday night for the new election committee. The new coordinator is going
well,
to
we,
be...
Well, we just announced it today.
I know, I heard. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. Well, I think that people need to come out in numbers and just get involved because now is the time.
And the engineer is showing me some kind of CD.
There is a card. There is a card
for it, so
they're
going to play
card.
That.
Yes. Yes. People should be playing it.
That's really wonderful.
And I'm hoping that come the meeting in August, are you going to be making
we just made
like
announcement
every month?
I'm sorry,
I didn't hear your question. What was your question about?
We're not sure where the meeting will be in August. But
no, that wasn't
announced.
My question, Marianne.
What is your question?
Thank you. Are you going to be making reports like this regularly or frequently?
The report for the lab is every month.
After the lab meeting.
One thing, I think that Leslie Kagan, which is the chairperson for Pacifica Foundation, I think she's going to make an announcement. I talked to Leslie today, but there is not that much information. So far, they are just dealing and struggling with trying to get the place when they're going to hold the meeting. But I'm sure that Leslie will provide more information and probably come herself to the station and make announcement and give you more details about it.
Okay, that's very good, because I do agree that BAI has been really the bottleneck in this bylaws process. Yeah. We'd like to get moving and get it on the road. And
Thank you for your phone call.
WBAI has not been the bottleneck. It was people discussing a very important issue here around diversity.
Okay.
It's a critical issue. Carolyn, it was an important issue.
Let's go to the next.
It certainly was.
Thank you for your call. Let's go to the next caller. Hello, you're on the air, WBI.
Yes, could Lynn Samuels be involved in this?
I thought she was working for ABC.
ABC
Radio. okay, can we go to the next caller? I don't know. I doubt it.
She was a bright light on WABC. I'm sorry she's not there now.
Okay, who's in the caller?
Hello.
Hi, you're WBAI.
Hello, this is Patty, and I would like to see the old-time daytime talkback slot be filled by a different person each day, perhaps from different walks of life and different thought processes.
Patty, this is not a report to the listener.
Yeah.
Now,
I understand. I'm responding to the Lynn Samuels comment. Okay. To me, you can't have a diverse board without having diverse programming. So perhaps all these problems that we're worried about having diversity might be better addressed to the program director, Bernard White, for maybe adding diverse programming of different cultures on the radio, and then there would be no problem getting a diverse board. Also, I think there's a huge disconnect between the station lab and the and any power it might have and the station itself. And these are very two separate issues. It's like the governance is governing nothing while the station is doing whatever it does.
Well, I think that Ray addressed that issue a little bit when he said that maybe with the new bylaw, which is provides some kind of power to the lab, or which is means that from an advisory organization, an advisory entity, to getting more deeply involved in what's going on at the station. I think that's why we are pushing to have that election as soon as possible.
Yeah, I think it's inevitable, because when I first joined the lab, which was 4 years ago, we actually discussed things like station finances, and we just don't have time to do that because we've been talking about bylaws for the last year and a half.
Since I can remember.
Well,
and we need to move on to something.
Pushed into that by the coup.
But thank you, Barry, for your phone calls. Ness, you are in WBAI. Hello. Uh-oh. You are in WBAI. Hello. Hello there.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm concerned about the National Board, and I wonder if you can clarify to the listeners and the members what guarantees are built into the new structure that would obviate a board that is not conversant or dedicated to the goals and the objectives of Pacifica and the needs of the individual stations.
For the NES National Board?
Yeah. In this reorganization and restructuring, what guarantees are built in the elective process and other aspects of the court case so that we are not burdened with a board that may be operating counter to the needs and to the perspectives and to the goals of Pacifica?
Let me tell you something about that.
Actually, this has nothing to do with the settlement, the court case, but it is for the first time people on all levels, on the national board and on the local boards, are going to be elected. There's going to be
good. That's why I want you to explain that.
A ballot convention
people.
Where
I'll hang up and you can explain it fully.
Hello.
Go ahead, Ray.
Oh, where we can review whatever obvious shortcomings within the ballots that we passed. And there's going to be recall power, you know, given to the listeners.
Right,
now.
Well, this is also, Ray, we got a few more minutes, so if you can be a little bit short.
No, that's what I was saying. I'm saying that some of the differences are that people will have to be elected this time. They're going to be recalled. They can be recalled. And there will be a way within a year, year and a half to adjust, to improve whatever bylaws we have. And people are participating for the first time. And it's like they say, if you have five people watching a bottle of milk, 2 hours later, we'll still be there.
I think
the more people watching it, the longer, the guarantee that it won't be removed and abused is participation.
And accountability. I think that's an important.
Well, I think also that the fact that we've been pushing the listeners and telling the listeners and the members of WBI to get involved, because you need to watch, you're going to be voting, and you should know who are you voting for. And that you make sure that you trust the person, you think the person gonna do a good job. And, it's like those politicians that you elect most of the time. I mean, we don't control them in the two political parties. But I think this in this case is a little bit different. There will be some mechanism that you can get rid of some national board members before they do some damage to the station. I think that's why it's important for the people to get involved.
The other thing is I think that we can also go back and review these bylaws and look at these bylaws and really see if some of them are really working or they're not working. But there is, I think, a possible review process. Looking at these bylaws much more clearly and sharply for the listeners.
Okay, we're going to take one more phone call, and then we're going to say a few words before we sign off.
Thank you. What I'd like to know is I would like to hear a lot of discussion about Zionism, the Illuminati, and I hope there is not a gag order at the station to speak about.
We used to have that early in the morning, so maybe
no one ever speaks about the Illuminati. And anytime anyone calls Hugh Hamilton and wants to discuss it, he cuts them off. And there are people who call
show,
in.
The Nish show is about that, right?
Well,
isn't that, what is the name of the show?
What show?
Okay.
What?
Taking Aim.
Oh, Taking Aim.
Yeah. Taking Aim just talks about Zionism, current Zionism. We got to have history Zionism.
Well, maybe if they call, maybe they ask the listeners to call. You should call in.
They don't call in. They don't allow people to call in. And when I do call them directly at my expense in California to discuss it, they don't want to speak about it.
Well, there should be a way that you can contact them and let them know your concern.
There are people who
like
call into you, Hamilton, and want to discuss
this.
Thank
you very much for your illuminating comments.
I think it's important that this issue be discussed because a lot of people are concerned about this issue of Zionism, et cetera. And
okay.
I think it should be discussed, but you have to discuss it with rational people.
Okay, we had to go, but we just want to remind the people that the local advisory board next meeting going to be this coming Tuesday at 6 o'clock here at the station 120 Wall Street. And I also like to remind the people to bring some kind of ID. Don't forget your green card. Otherwise, you won't be able to come to the building at the 10th floor. And also, they're going to be meeting on D.C. on the 19th about the bylaw and also meetings on L.A. on the 22nd. So it was a pleasure to be with you, and I'll see you in the next report.
Thank you. This is Marion Bornstein.
Andy Norris, thanks very much.
And Miguel Maldonado, the chairperson for WBI Local Advisory Board.